Welcome to the home of Original Sports Perspective. From our couch to yours, this is your host, Jermaine Lockett. Welcome to the Couch Rider Report podcast, y'all. I need to take a moment out to talk about this wonderful country that we live in, the United States of America. I served proudly in the military, and yesterday I lost a friend on Facebook. I mean, I know it's social media, but I've also been a friend to this guy all my life. He's been like a brother to me growing up. And because I chose to defend my country, he unfriended me because I'm serving devil's country, apparently. The devil's country. I don't believe that. I believe he's going down the wrong path. I love him to death, and I wish him the best. But I support and defend my country that allows me and allows him to have his opinion and voice his opinion. With that said, let's just roll in to today's topic. Let's just get off of this heartthrob right here. Let's talk about them Golden State Warriors. Where's the bandwagon now? Where are your Steph Currys cooking up a storm now? Where's your faith? There's so many people who got led down that bandwagon. I was a big fan of Steph Curry until everybody hopped on the bandwagon promising that he would be greater than Michael Jordan. This guy is a great player, but he's surrounded by an amazing team. He's got a great supporting cast of players. Jordan had to make his supporting cast of players. Granted, Scottie Pippen was great, but Tristan Thompson is a bullseye, dead-eye type three-point shooter. You've got an amazing supporting cast, Steph Curry. Jordan made role players and great players out of nothing. He took B.J. Armstrong and took him from straight sugar. The boy wasn't nothing when he went to the Hornets after that. Because Jordan's greatness turned players into greatness. Everything he touched turned to gold. Don't get me wrong, Phil Jackson and his triangle offense had a lot to do with that as well. We saw the end product of that with Kobe and Shaq and how that worked out when they got rid of some of their superstars and started to concentrate on the offense itself and the fact that they had the two bigs, Kobe and Shaq. They did very well off of that. But my point is, for those of you hopping on this bandwagon talking about Curry is better than Jordan, you're crazy. Curry isn't half the leader that Jordan was. Curry isn't half the defender that Jordan was. Curry didn't surround players around him like Jordan did. I mean, heck, even ask a Golden State Warriors coach. It's Steve Kerr. He's a Chicago Bull that played with the greatest player of all time. Y'all can argue back and forth about, you know, Magic or Bird, Kareem. I mean, yeah, they're great. But Jordan stretches across all areas because when you look down at every black man's foot, look what's on their feet. It's not Steph Curry's. Most of the time, it's not LeBron James. It's Michael Jordan's shoe. Because y'all knew of his greatness. You tell your kids about his greatness. Whose videos on YouTube you watching more than anybody else? It's Michael Jordan, because Jordan was just that good. You can't tell me that people will be talking about Steph Curry in 10 years like they talked about Jordan. I got troops who have not seen Michael Jordan play because they just that young, but they recognize the greatness. You telling me that people going to talk about Steph Curry like that in a couple years? It's possible. But right now, I'm looking at the big picture. Michael Jordan is going to go down, or actually has went down, as the greatest player in NBA history. Because of his leadership, because of his ability to surround leaders around him and turn them into good players. The championships, yes, he has 6. And now look at your boy Curry. Probably about to get knocked out of the playoffs after they had such an amazing season. I mean, full of talent, full of wins, record-breaking. Kudos to that team and everything that Steve Curry has got them to do. But don't diss the legacy just because you see one great season from a great player. This is Original Sports Perspective, from our couch to yours. This is the Couch Rider Report podcast, and I'm out.